In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, as you know, there are two comings of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world. The first one on Christmas Day, his nativity. The second one at the end of the world, in the last judgment. And St. Paul, in today's epistle, is talking about the last judgment when he says, "Pass no judgment before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in darkness and make manifest the counsels of hearts." We know this is one of the characteristics of the last judgment, when the whole human race is summoned before our Lord, that absolutely everything that was hidden will be revealed. There will be nothing that will be kept secret on the last day. All the things that everybody has done in the entire history of the world will be set before the eyes of all. But this revelation, this manifestation of the counsel of the hearts, the bringing to light things hidden in the darkness, also certainly happened at the coming of our Lord the first time, at his coming at Christmas. Recall what St. Simeon, the prophecy that he made to Our Lady at the time of the presentation, when St. Simeon said that he predicted that our Lord would be a light of revelation to the Gentiles. Also, the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, which we read at the end of every Mass, the last Gospel, which we read it at the end of every Mass, is just sort of circles around this theme of our Lord being a light, wherein St. John says that our Lord is the true light, which enlightens every man that comes into this world. And in this time of Advent, the Church quotes for us this many passages from Isaiah. So Isaiah is like the prophet of Advent, but some of these passages refer to our Lord in terms like this. "The people that sat in darkness has seen a great light, and to them that sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has sprung up." See, Matthew tells us this prophecy about a light being given to the Gentiles was fulfilled by the preaching of our Lord. I think we understand as Catholics, how much our Lord brought light to the world. Truly, the coming of our Lord was the greatest event in our history, in our human history, precisely because our Lord was able to bring to light so many things that were not known before, that were hidden from all ages. What did our Lord show us when he came? What did we learn by the coming of our Lord? We certainly understood what our purpose is as human beings. What are we made for? We understood much better the moral law. Not only what we are made for, but how to get there. What is good and what is evil? Think of the Sermon on the Mount where our Lord systematically goes through the Ten Commandments that were already given to the Jewish people, but he gives us a much deeper and more profound presentation of the Ten Commandments. We see the moral law with a much greater depth through the teaching of our Lord. Our Lord also showed the world clearly the meaning and the value of suffering, how valuable the cross is in our life, how valuable such things like humility, poverty, separation from the world. Think of the Beatitudes, this strange set of people he calls blessed. Our Lord showed us clearly the way that we have to live our lives if we want to fulfill our God-given purpose, where our true fulfillment is, what I can do to achieve, what I must do to achieve true fulfillment in this life. And of course, our Lord gave us the fullness of revelation, these precious truths that we have in our Catholic faith that were not known before, which we believe, which we profess in the Creed. St. John says of our Lord that his life was the light of men. Truly, our Lord's life and his teaching changed the course of the world simply because our Lord brought a light into this world that it had never seen before and which will never be exceeded. But as you know, the reaction of the human race to this new light shining upon the world was different. Our Lord was received in many different ways by the people of his own time. When you think about it, if you've been inside, you've probably perhaps been in your room, and it's dark in your room, and then you step outside to face the noonday sun. And there's kind of three reactions you can have when that light hits your eyes and your eyes start hurting because it's so bright. Your eyes have not adjusted. One thing you can do is you can just walk back inside, go back into the darkness because of that pain. Another thing that you can do is just close your eyes. Because your eyes are hurting, just close them. Stay outside, but with your eyes closed and kind of walk in a state of blindness. And a third thing that you can do is keep your eyes open, endure the pain, and wait until your eyes adjust to this brightness of the light. And these are the three reactions to our Lord upon his coming into this earth by the people of his own time. And these are the three reactions still to this day to the light that our Lord has brought to this world. You think of that first reaction where you go out into the light, it's painful, so you just go back into the darkness. That was kind of what happened to Pontius Pilate. And when he had our Lord standing in front of him, and to be judged by him, that Pontius Pilate's Roman authority was judging God, was there to judge God, and he's asking our Lord who he was. And our Lord gives him a very direct answer. He says, "For this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." He has the light. He's willing to bring this truth. Of course, the reaction of Pilate is to respond, "What is truth?" And he just walks away. This is what happens. He walks back into the darkness. He has the light itself. God himself is standing in front of him, and he walks back into the darkness. This happens today to all those people who are living a sinful life. They perhaps hear about Christianity. They hear about this idea that Jesus Christ is God. They know something about Christmas and why Christmas is celebrated. And yet they show no interest. They don't investigate. Their curiosity is not piqued. They hear about it, and it's just like kind of background noise. And they just continue with the life that they're leading. Of course, worse than this is those who remain in the presence of the light but close their eyes to the light while being in the light. And this is what happened to the Pharisees during the time of our Lord. Think about this, the situation where the Pharisees were walking in the light of our Lord. They were listening to him preaching to everybody. They were witnessing all of the miracles that he worked. And in spite of this, incredible grace was being given to them, that they were like in the actual presence of God. They were seeing these incredible things being spoken, these incredible things being done by our Lord. Eyewitnesses. Wouldn't it be an incredible thing to be just like an eyewitness of our Lord's public life? What would we give to be able to be there just for a few days? You know, they had this day after day. And yet, in spite of that, they stubbornly closed their eyes to this light of our Lord. Not only did they reject him, but they hated him and they put him to death. The light shone upon them and they hated the light. They hated the light. They did not want the light. They hated it because it conflicted with their own ideas. It was a threat to their own power. And so in spite of all the evidence that the light was giving to them, they snuffed it out. They completely rejected it. It was a very ironic situation because it was the job of these men to bring people to God. And here God was coming to them, and they do not recognize him, and they keep people from going to him. A very strange, ironic situation. Our Lord made this comment about them, you know, in John 9, where he's dealing with a blind man, a man who's never seen in his whole life. He's been blind his entire life. And he heals him. And this man falls down and worships him, accepts him completely. In other words, this blind man is totally able to see that this must be God. And the Pharisees still, in spite of this incredible miracle, reject him. Our Lord's comment is, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not may see, and they who see may become blind." So this is what happens today with Catholics, and especially churchmen who know the teaching of the church, but follow the world instead. There's been given this grace of the Catholic faith and all the truths of the Catholic faith, or the fullness of the revelation of our Lord, and yet they compromise the Catholic faith. They don't live up to the Catholic faith. They do not want to bask in the light that our Lord brought to this world, but somehow they want to emulate this world. They find the world more attractive, and they turn aside from that light of Christ in order to dwell in the darkness of the world. So the third type of person, as I said, is the one who stays in the midst of the light with his eyes open and simply endures the difficulties that the light presents to us. This light of Christ is a challenge to us. It presents a lot of things to us that perhaps we don't want to see, especially the light that's shown upon our own sinfulness, the light that shows us how we have to change our life, we have to adjust. If this is the truth, if this is really the truth, then I have to change. I have to do things differently if I accept this. So those who follow Christ, they are given this light, and they become the follower of our Lord, even though it's costly. You think of these beautiful figures in the gospel, like St. Mary Magdalene, who completely changed her life. You think of Saints Peter and Andrew, who upon the first meeting with our Lord, they completely give up their life. You know, they drop their nets and they follow our Lord at great cost. These people, they had to make very painful sacrifices in order to live according to the light that our Lord brought to them. Just out of the blue, there he is. They understand, I'm going to have to give up all these things that I was attached to. And they willingly, spontaneously give these things up. Why did they do this? It's quite simply because of the fact that once you see a truth, you can never unsee it. The truth kind of has this way of imposing itself. So if you're honest and you have a certain purity of intention, you realize this is it. This is the real deal. And I'm either going to follow this or I'm going to reject it. But if I reject it, consequences are going to be heavy. And there's this weighing of the options. And there's this realization that if I reject the truth, if I reject this truth that is so clear to me, then I'm going to be lost. I'm never going to be able to recover in my life. Remember when our Lord revealed the doctrine of the Eucharist to his disciples in John chapter 6 to this crowd. And it was so startling and strange that those who were not strong, they just said, we can't accept this. And they walked away from our Lord. Then our Lord turned to the apostles and he said to them, "Will you also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We have believed and have known that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. My dear faithful, this is exactly how we must want to respond to the light that our Lord brings us. Especially this, the light of Christmas Day is coming into this world. Light of revelation to us, the Gentiles, the fullness of the faith, the revelation of our own sinfulness, of our own fallenness, what we must do, of the right way to live our lives. Our reaction must be this: you are the true God. Without you, I am nothing. I'm lost. We must be willing for the light to show us exactly who we are. We must be willing for the light to show us what we must do and to follow. If we're able to do that, if we're able to, in other words, cooperate with the grace of our Lord's first coming into this world, if we accept the light at the beginning instead of waiting till the last judgment, when all is going to be revealed, if we accept it now, think about what it's going to be like at that last judgment for those three classes of people, the ones who walked back into the darkness after having a glimpse of the light. They're going to be shocked. Wow, that actually was the truth. And I was just indifferent to it, and I didn't make any effort to find it. Those who were in the light but blinded themselves to it, they will be very ashamed about how prideful and selfish they were. Whereas those who endured, we may say, the pain of the truth, the sacrifices that come from following the truth, they will both be full of joy and exultation. So my dear faithful, as we get ready for Christmas, let us truly prepare our souls for the coming of our Lord into our hearts. Let us truly make a way, make a straight way for him to come into our hearts. Be ready for him to reveal himself to us, to give us this light that this is the whole purpose of him coming in this world, to give us this light. Let us pass these last few days of Advent next to Our Lady, who is the first recipient of our Lord, the most perfect recipient of our Lord, so that we may receive him with the same dispositions as her beloved soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.